We're going to get in the thick of things here with girls basketball to start things off. Here is I'm joined here with Coach Amy Felker. Lady Beavers gave it a good effort last night. Fell short to the Hugoton Lady Eagles 59-50. And looking back at last night, Coach, and by the way, thanks again for joining me here. But looking back at last night, where'd you see maybe the difference was in the game?
You know, we just need to take care of the ball and get into our offenses and get into our press breaker and that kind of stuff. You know, they did a lot of different types of defenses, and we didn't react every time. But we just got to do better at getting into it. When we did start getting into it, we broke it down and we got the shots that we wanted to get.
Yeah, it was really kind of the first quarter, and then the second quarter, you got it figured out there, and just kind of digging yourselves a hole. But I think you had to like what you saw, ball movement after that, and you know, reversing the ball, getting the open shots.
You know, we did. We started, you know, we watched some game film today, and we made three or four or five passes, and we were getting the shots we were getting. You know, some of them didn't go in, but I liked the shots we got. I liked how we were breaking down the defense, you know, and, you know, I saw a lot of really, really good things offensively.
And I think you've seen this a lot with really the team starting to focus on Brooke and Erica even more so, and you're going to see repeat teams they're probably going to do something like that, maybe triangle to you or whatnot here. And how beneficial is it that you're starting to see some of those other players really get more involved and even shoot the ball and even score?
You know, it is really nice. You know, at the beginning of the year, a lot of them were really timid and they didn't really want to shoot that much. You know, going to that Sterling tournament, a lot of girls really stepped up and started getting a lot more confidence, you know, getting away from our league schools and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think they're bringing that back home, and they're ready to step up and take some pressure off of Brooke and Erica, which is going to really open some things up. They're all just doing a really good job of staying really confident.
What Hugoton does, I mean, with their three big guns there, but yeah, I mean, it was kind of like pick your own poison. He held Mikan down to 3 points after she had 22, and then Samaya has the big night last night with 27. But I mean, overall, I thought you guarded them really well.
You know, our defense is really stepping up and changing. You know, we're being really observant more on who the shooters are and where they're at, and really helping off of some of the other girls. And so our defense is really growing, and we're reading each other. So that's a really positive going into this late stretch.
And you had some good production last night. You had Brooke, of course, with 12, and then 14 for Erica, and even 14 for Avery. And she kind of was the hot one off the bench there tonight or last night there that really felt pretty comfortable, probably about the most comfortable she has all year, knocking out some shots.
You know, we talked to all the girls about, you know, stepping up under the basket when they're really doubling and be confident for those shots. And she really likes that little baseline jump shot, and she really just took it to them. And that was nice. And, you know, Brooke and Erica, they got theirs that they usually get. And everybody just stepped up and contributed different ways last night.
Well, you go on the road, and then you're home for three in a row, I think it is, actually. You go to, Cimarron Friday night. I know we've been on the road so much this month here, and, yeah, I got to think where we got to go. Cimarron Friday night, and then Hayes and Ulysses next week. But Cimarron, a game that was pretty close right before the Christmas break, fell a little short there. But what are you maybe expecting to see their second time around?
You know, I think they're going to be a lot the same way. I think we can really work hard on the inside. But I also think that our guards are going to get a lot of easy shots. And our defense has changed and grown so much since we played Cimarron the last time. I think we're going to put some problems on them. You know, we'll face guard Miller from the start. And I just think that some of those other girls, you know, are going to not want that pressure. So I think we have some good shots. And if we just show up at Cimarron with our A game, you know, I like our chances.
Yeah, absolutely there. And you get to the stretch of the season where it can be a grind here. And, you know, what do you do to kind of keep the players focused and upbeat here?
You know, like today we got on the court and we really talked and, you know, got some scrimmaging up and down and really put some pressure on each other just to make sure we, you know, are enjoying it. Make sure we have some fun too. But we, you know, we just got to relax and not put pressure on ourselves and make us stressed out. Just relax and remember it's just a game, and every game we're going to get out there and do our best, and we're going to leave it all on the court. And that's what we do.
The league for the girls is exceptional this year. And I don't know if I touched base on any, in any of the broadcasts, but there were six league teams in a championship game of the midseason tournament. Yeah, two of them head-to-heads, but three won it. Three lost their finals. But to get there, I mean, that's pretty impressive. That just is a testament of how good this league is.
You know, our league can compete anywhere in the state. You know, we've got some really top-notch teams, but even the teams that are fighting for second, mm-hmm. third, and fourth, they all can compete every night. You know, if you don't show up for a game in our league, there's no chance for you. So we just got to stay positive and play within ourselves and do what we need to do. And, you know, we'll be all right. We're going to be ready every night.
All right. Simmer on Friday nights. Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining me here. Thanks again for the time here, Coach. And good luck to you guys coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here. And then, as Coach said, it's junior night. And we're now joined here with Brinley Stevens. I understand they had a little competition. They kept it legal about getting here. But Brinley and Coach Felker, Brinley says she won, but I think Coach Felker won because she was in the building first. What do you think?
Well, I had to stop for a snack and a drink.
Oh, well, that's your own fault right there.
Not really.
All right. Well, you know, it's been a fun season so far. Brinley, you've been in the starting lineup for quite a few games here this year. How do you feel like that it's gone for you?
I think this season has been my favorite basketball season so far. It's been pretty fun. We have a good team.
All right. And, you know, last night, tough game, but you battled there. You got quite a few rebounds. And what seems to be the thing that you've seen maybe the most improvement with you from?
I think being all-around a team player and trying to get more confident with dribbling and shooting, and I scored a few times, so.
Yeah, and down at Sterling, yeah, you weren't afraid to take those deep shots there. And how big is that for you, even if you don't make it, for your confidence?
Well, when I don't make it, then I feel pretty bad. But when I do make it, big boost.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all right, though. But are you going to attempt a three here later on this year?
Oh, yeah. I'll drain it, too.
And you drain it. I love it. But, no, it's hard to believe we're already 13 games in, isn't it?
I know. The season has gone very quick.
Yep, and you know, you get a big matchup with Cimarron on Friday, and what are you looking forward to with that one?
I'm just ready to play him again. It's been a while, and playing Hugoton back-to-back, that wasn't especially fun, so I need to get away from them.
Yeah, that's tough, but you know, the good thing is, and you won't get to see him anymore this year.
Darn.
I know, right? Well, you know, but no, it was a good matchup all three times there, and Brinley Stevens joining us here, junior for Scott City, having a good season. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, junior Brinley Stevens, and now we're here with Cheyenne Kramer. Were you in on the little competition?
I think so, but I definitely lost.
Okay, well, at least you admit it, so I know. But no, how's things going for you?
Pretty good.
Good. You've had a really good improvement here. Do you feel like that your game has stepped up quite a bit over the last couple of weeks?
A little bit, yeah.
And you had some big rebounds. I just remember a lot in the Sterling tournament. You had some big rebounds there. And what have you done to really improve in that department?
Going against Brooke in practice has really helped a lot with that, having a really big person go behind you.
Yeah, so you guys kind of duke it out quite a bit underneath the glass there for the rebounds quite a bit?
Yeah.
It's a good competition, though. I mean, and you win, you know, win some of them and lose some of them, right?
Yeah.
All right. But, no, you've become quite a bit of a shooter even more so here, getting those. I know you love those baseline jumpers, but do you feel like that you've kind of perfected that?
Sometimes when they go in.
Yeah, when they go in, that's right. But you know, you're pretty good there on the baseline. And what are some other things that you're continuing to work on to improve here?
Closing out is definitely one of them. And staying out on shooters and not collapsing in.
How fun was that run last week there at Sterling?
It was a lot of fun. Definitely.
Yeah. Got a little nerve-wracking for a couple of those games, but you know what? That was a good testament to see your poise, right?
Yeah.
All right. And as you go forward through the rest of the season, what would you like to see?
Make my little bunny shots.
All right. All right. Sounds good. Cheyenne, once again, Cheyenne Kramer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.